What's up? This is Kinsley, and you're listening to the Curls and Courage podcast. Hello, what's up, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Curls and Courage podcast. If you're new here, I'm your host, Kinsley Meeks, and I am a mental health advocate, a coach, and an athlete aiming to inspire you to reach your highest physical and mental potential. So if you're listening to this episode, it should be releasing the day after New Year's, which I feel like you hear a lot of social media content, especially podcasts and YouTube videos, things like that, a lot of posts talking about how to set yourself up for a successful year in 2025. So I want to kind of do something similar, but with a Kinsley twist on it. That's what we'll say. So there's a common quote that is new year, new me. I'm sure you guys have heard of this quote many, many times, but let me tell you why I actually hate this quote. So technically, we're going into the year of 2025, but you are the same person, right? Just because it's a new year does not automatically mean that your life is going to switch upside down or change upside down for the better, right? Your life is not going to completely transform. But I will say, I do love aiming to get better. I am someone who's very, I would say, goal-oriented, especially in my profession, with my career, and just in general with life. I feel like establishing goals and working towards them is a huge part of being successful. So I'm definitely no expert in this field, but I will say with the knowledge and experience that I have, I want to really just share my advice with you guys on how you can absolutely crush your goals in the year of 2025. And this is, as you know, more of a fitness-based podcast. So we're going to structure these goals all around fitness, health, overall wellness. But of course, it's good to have goals in multiple areas of your life. So I appreciate you guys taking the time out of your day to listen. I'm super excited for this episode, and I feel like I have so much to share. I feel like this episode will really inspire you, hopefully help you in some way. Take my advice with you if you want to. If you don't worry about it. We'll still be vibing. So I really do hope this advice helps you in some type of way. If the advice does help you, be sure to share it with a friend, share it with someone you love, so we can all make sure that we're maximizing our gains this 2025 year. And again, as I mentioned earlier, I'm no expert on giving advice, but I am more than happy to share what I know with you guys. So take it or leave it at the end of the day. So moving into topic of today, let's not use the phrase new year, new me, because as I mentioned, I absolutely hate that. Let's use the phrase new year because it is 2025, right? But new year, same me, but we are improving though. You feel me? So when we talk about having a successful fitness journey, it really comes down to prioritizing both your physical and your mental health. You have to have both. And most of you know, if you listen to my content, that's what I'm all about. I'm all about building a strong body. Yes, of course, we all want to look good. We want to have an amazing physique. We want to feel comfortable in our own skin, but we also want to build a strong mind. And going through some of the mental health battles that I've faced and seen friends and close clients of mine and other people in my life face, I want to make sure that I'm doing everything that I can to help you guys with that. So we're going to basically go through a couple of tips to help you crush your goals this year. One, from a physical standpoint, and then one from a mental standpoint. So the first thing is, let's talk about from a physical standpoint. What do you need to do to have a successful 2025 year in crushing your fitness goals? The first thing you need to do, in my opinion, is set a big goal for yourself. Think about what is it that you actually want to do in your fitness journey. And this is going to vary person to person. Of course, every goal is really custom to each and every individual. But this goal needs to be something that is challenging, but also something that's attainable, right? So it's kind of finding the balance in between those two variables, I believe. And I'll give you a couple examples. So when we talk about bad goals, because there are such things as goals that are just unrealistic and not going to happen and just kind of pointless to put upon yourself. So a bad goal would be, for example, you're saying, I want to get in shape. Okay. We all want to get in shape. What does that actually mean? What is your definition of being in shape? It's not very specific, right? So wouldn't be a good goal. Or say your goal is, man, I see this girl on Instagram. She looks amazing. She's a supermodel. I want to have her physique. Well, let me tell you, unfortunately, if you're new to the gym, or even if you've been in the gym a couple of years, you're probably not going to have the same physique as a supermodel. Even if you're working as hard as you can every single day, it's just not going to happen because the cards are not in your favor. So don't set yourself up for failure in something that's unattainable. Or maybe it's, I want to gain 30 pounds. pounds of lean muscle tissue. Well, let me tell you, you ain't gonna gain 30 pounds of lean muscle tissue in a year. That is humanly impossible, right? It's easy to gain 30 pounds of fat, but it's hard to gain 30 pounds of muscle. So you want your goal again to be something that's challenging yet realistic. So an example of a good goal, in my opinion, would be I want to lose 25 pounds and see noticeable changes in my muscle definition over the course of this year. Or I want to go to the gym 3 times a week consistently at all costs. Or maybe if you're like me, my bikini girls out there, y'all feel me. Maybe you want to go on stage and compete in the year of 2025 and your goal is to represent the bikini division and your goal is to bring the very best package to that stage that you ever have in your whole entire life. That's a good goal, right? Because those goals are measurable, they're specific, and they're goals that challenge you, right? It shouldn't be easy. Don't give yourself just an easy goal and go accomplish it in one day, but give yourself a goal that you know you can stick to and a goal that is actually going to push you to be better. So moving into step number 2, this is going to be you've determined your big goal. Now, in my opinion, what you need to do is break this larger goal down into a few micro goals. This is super important because it's going to help keep you on track. It's going to help keep you motivated and it's going to help you be more consistent. And also when you have these smaller goals broken down, it's going to be a way to kind of monitor your progress and to see kind of where you need to improve and where you're doing well. So we're going to use the example of losing 25 pounds over the course of a year and increasing your overall muscle definition, right? Weight loss is a common goal, building muscle, bettering your body composition, super common goal. I see this all the time in my industry. And I think that's a pretty attainable goal. So examples, if we want to break this goal down, there are 52 weeks in a year, right? So that means if I'm doing the math correctly, you need to lose about 0.5 pound per week. That's a great way to break things down. Now you know, okay, how can I hit this goal of weight loss? I need to be losing 0.5 pound within a week. Next thing is, you know, nutrition and training have to be on point. They have to be a part of you achieving this goal, right? So when we talk about nutrition, you know, okay, in order to see more muscle definition and to lose weight, I need to, number one, stay in a caloric deficit. Also need to make sure I'm eating clean, whole foods. That goes for the general population. You want to make sure that you're eating foods that are left at their most natural states, one with little to no processing at all. Definitely stay away from the harmful chemicals and the dyes and the preservatives and the artificial flavorings and the added sugars and added salts, all that stuff that is just not going to do your body well. Prioritize your protein intake. We know that in order to see good muscle definition, to build, to maintain, and to repair muscle tissue, we need to keep our protein intake high, right? So that's another big one. Next, when it comes to, again, nutrition side of things, you know you need to hydrate well. And that hydration is going to be vital for a ton of different functions in your body, whether it's helping out with your digestion, whether it's aiding in that weight loss, whether it's just straight up making you feel good, right? Because we know when we're depleted and we're dehydrated, we're not going to be able to function at our best. We're going to feel more fatigue. We're going to feel more run down. And again, we're just not going to be able to utilize the protein, fats, and carbs that we're consuming effectively, right? Because we're not able to break them down. We're not able to remove waste throughout our body. There are so many things I could go into, honestly, with this one. But y'all get the point. You got to have micro goals with this big, larger goals. And then we talk about training as well. We know if your goal is to lose 25 pounds and to see more muscle definition, you're going to have to get your butt in the gym, right? So what are you going to do with your training? Are you going to train 4 days a week in the gym? Are you going to prioritize your rest and recovery? You know, there are multiple things that you're going to do with your training that are going to make you better. We know that with strength training, it's going to be a vital part to building muscle, to maintaining muscle mass, as we mentioned. So you got to get it in. Cardio is going to be along with that, as I mentioned. And then again, if you're not resting, if you're not prioritizing your recovery and you're just balls to the wall all the time, you're also not going to make very many gains. So it's all about, again, taking this larger goal and just breaking it down into goals that you know you can accomplish to keep you on track and to make you feel motivated. If you want high quality supplements that taste good and yield results, you have to check out First Form. This is a supplement company that I truly do believe in. First Form products are backed by research and created to improve your overall health and performance. What I love most about this brand, though, isn't the products, it's the team's philosophy. Developing an undeniable belief in self, cultivating courage, and adopting a no-quit and never-settle mentality, which you guys know I am all about. But of course, the products are bomb, too. Right now, I'm loving the vegan protein powder and flavor iced oatmeal cookie and the unflavored creatine to boost my performance in the gym and fight off muscle fatigue. Be sure to get these awesome products from First Form and purchase through my link, firstform.com/KinsleyMeeks, in my Instagram bio, at YoItsKinslow, that's YoItsKinslow, to support me and better your overall health and wellness. Now, let's get back to the pod. Step number three from an actual, I would say, physical side of things that you need to do is create a plan of action and start following through. So what I mean by this is you need to ask yourself, what exactly do I need to do to hit this major goal along with these micro goals, right? It may be you need to hire a coach. It may be that you ask your friend to come with you to the gym. You ask someone you love to hold you accountable towards these goals. Having that accountability partner is a piece that I really do think is so helpful. And I'll give you guys a personal example. So like with me, I've never had a problem going to the gym because it's something I love so much. Obviously, as y'all can tell, I do it as my hobby, right? With bodybuilding. I do it as my profession, right? With personal training and nutrition coaching and posing and all that good stuff. And then I also talk about it just with like everyone I know. I also do it on my podcast, right? So it's an area that I've never had trouble with, but there are certain things in my life that I ask other people to hold me accountable with, whether it's making a big decision, setting a boundary, something with work, something with relationships. I'll ask someone I love, maybe it's my mom, maybe it's my brother, maybe it's a friend of mine. Hey, like, make sure I do this. These are my goals and I need you to make sure that I'm following through, because having that extra support is needed and it's very, very helpful. So when we're talking about specifically fitness goals, it comes down to your nutrition and training always. Other than your mindset, like, it's really just that simple. Optimize your training, optimize your nutrition, and then set a game plan for yourself, follow through, and you're going to be successful. That's just the only way. So let's use that common goal again. I want to lose 25 pounds and I want to see more muscle definition. On the nutrition side of things, you have your micro goals, but how are you going to reach your micro goals to get to this ultimate goal? You need to determine, do I need to be in a cut, a bulk, or a maintenance? You know you need to eat protein, but from what source and how much, right? What is your macro breakdown? How much protein are you eating? How many carbohydrates are you eating? How much fats are you eating, right? How much water do you need to drink? We talked about the importance of hydration, but how much you need to drink, you know, what does it actually mean to be hydrated? So I want to answer all of these questions based off the general goal that we talked about, because I think it's so applicable to a lot of you listening. So first off, you know, if you want to lose weight, you need to be in a caloric deficit. You need to be burning more calories than you are consuming for a period of time, right? And then with protein, the general recommendation, you know, protein is the foundation, the building blocks of your muscle cells. So for the general person, I would aim for about 1 gram per pound of body weight. That's going to help you build, maintain, and repair muscle tissue. When we talk about macronutrients, macro breakdown, again, this is going to be so variable for each individual, but for the general population, female wise, most of my people out there listening are females, and really with males too, it doesn't really matter. We know that protein intake needs to be high. We know that carbohydrates need to be fairly moderate. And then we know that healthy fats need to be included in the diet. So typically when I design a custom training program, macro wise for a female, the protein is high, 1 gram per pound of body weight. The fats are anywhere, I would say, between usually 35 to 65 grams, depending on the female. Again, I know that's kind of a big jump there, but it depends on what phase that we're actually in. I don't like to cut the fats down very low just because those fats are a crucial part in making sure your hormones are regulated, which is so important as a female and I've struggled with in the past. So can't have anyone I know on that trend. And then we know carbohydrates are going to be the only macronutrient that is not essential. If you didn't know that, I'm telling you that now. Carbs are not essential, but they are our body's main energy source. So typically I'll start dropping the carbs before I'm dropping anything else, and we'll just make them fairly moderate, and we'll make sure that you're, you know, again, eating whole food, clean carbohydrate sources with that. So variant person to person, but that's definitely a place that you could start. And then along with that nutrition side of things, another just tip that I want to give you guys while we're on this topic is you need to make sure that you're choosing foods that work well for your body. So anytime I design a plan for a client, or when I'm thinking about a plan for myself, it doesn't matter. It's not like there's one protein source or one carb source or one fat source that you absolutely have to have. It's not the end all be all. Because like for me, for example, let's take a protein source, egg whites. I eat egg whites every single morning. It's basic. It's something that's easy for for me to prepare, and I know my body digests it really well. But I've had friends and clients of mine who have done food sensitivity tests or just figured it out on their own because every time they eat egg whites, they feel sick or they feel bloated or they're not able to digest them well. We know that that food is not very good for them, but it is good for me. So you have to think about what foods are going to digest well, and then what foods are going to have like less inflammatory properties. And if your foods are not digesting well, that's a great indication that they're probably making you feel a little bit more inflamed or maybe a little bit more bloated or just maybe just not feeling great overall. So those are food choices that you need to cut out of your diet. So really stop and think about what foods actually make me feel better and what foods do not. The foods that make you feel better, those are the ones that you need to include on your nutrition plan. And then let's talk about training for a second as well. We talked about, okay, I'm going to train 4 times a week. That's my goal, to see this better muscle definition. Well, you're training 4 days a week. That's awesome. Look at you. Let's get it, babe. Proud of you. But what is your actual training plan? You know, what exercises are you choosing? What is your exact training split? What muscle groups are you trying to target on specific days? And then also, you're going to rest well. You're going to prioritize your recovery. But what does that even mean? How are you going to prioritize your rest and recovery? What are you going to do to make sure that you get enough rest? What are you going to make sure that your body recovers post-workout? So answering those questions, generally, again, for this common goal that we've talked about, I would say if you're training 4 days a week, you're going to want an upper-lower split. It is amazing to train every muscle group about twice a week. It's great for muscle hypertrophy. It's so proven, backed by research, backed by science, and backed by just my personal opinion. Training a muscle group twice a week is going to get you progress, and that frequency is a great place to start, especially if you're a beginner. And you can always adjust from there depending on what major muscle groups you need to focus on, maybe bring up, tone down, etc. And then exercises are kind of like the food as well. You need to choose exercises that you know you can, number one, perform with proper technique. You need to choose exercises, number two, I would say that you just feel well in whatever muscle group you're trying to target. And then number three, just exercises that you can, you know, progress in. You need to make sure that you're practicing progressive overload, which just means to increase the demand placed on your body over a period of time. You can't go in the gym every single day and do the same thing and never go up in weight or never increase the reps or never take less rest periods or never progress in some type of way, because that's just not going to lead to any sort of measurable and, I guess, progress that you can actually see. And that's a big common thing that people do. So you got to push yourself. You got to challenge yourself to get better from a training standpoint. And then rest and recovery, it's such a big one. I've talked about this in many of my podcast episodes. So the older that I get, and I'm still young, I'm 23, but the more I start to really prioritize my recovery for my mind, but mainly we're talking about my recovery for my body, because if you're not recovering well, you're not going to be able to make progress. And this is something that a lot of people don't really know about, I feel, or don't at least place an emphasis on. But when you're in the gym and you're doing all of your exercises, you're training really hard, that's great. But when you're in the gym, your muscles are made up of different fibers. And what you're actually doing in the gym is creating damage. You're creating small micro tears in those muscle fibers that are able to repair and grow and build later by resting well, by getting in the proper amount of nutrients, right? So if you're not able to rest and recover, you're not going to see very many gains. So when it comes to this standpoint, I would say number one, get enough rest, right? You need to discipline yourself enough. Hey, I'm going to make sure that I try to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep as much as I can. That sleep, again, it varies person to person. You may find I'm great with 8 hours of sleep, or you may find I'm great with 6 hours of sleep. If you're like me, you don't rest very well. You may find we gonna keep it rolling, but sleep as best as we can, right? So you need to just make sure that you're doing everything in your power to prioritize rest. That's number one. And then recovery standpoint, it really comes down to nutrition. It comes down to using the macronutrients that you eat as the building blocks for your body, right? Every macro has its purpose, right? We know that, again, protein is going to help with the overall growth, repair, and building of muscle tissue. We know that fats are going to help regulate your body temperature. They're going to help keep you feeling satiated. They're going to help give your body the ability to actually be able to rest. They're going to help you optimize your hormones, again, which is especially important as a female. When we talk about estrogen and progesterone, we need healthy fats included in our diet to optimize those things, along with brain health and body health and so much more. And then we know that carbohydrates, again, as well, maybe they're not quite as important, but they still do play a big role in your overall body composition and your recovery, right? Because those carbohydrates are your body's main energy source. they work really well in relationship with protein and fats as well. So you just have to remember that from a nutrition standpoint, it does also play a role in your recovery, I would say. And I could go down a rabbit hole in this topic, but I'm not going to. Main things you need to know is determine your training split, train hard in the gym, progressively overload, and then make sure that you are prioritizing, again, your rest and the way that your body recovers. All right, so I want to move directly into more of the mindset, more of the mental health part of things, which is one of my favorite topics to talk about. So some essential tips, some vital tips that you need mentally to make sure you're able to reach your fitness goals this year, the year of 2025. Let's get it. So first thing is I want to stress the importance of actually prioritizing your mental health in relationship to your fitness goals, because truthfully, your mindset is everything. I literally have a poster on my wall right next to my bed that says mindset is everything. I read it every morning and I'm like, that is facts. You know what I mean? Because your mindset is so important. It plays a role in everything that you do. So your mental health and your physical health work in relationship with one another. So I'm going to give you guys an analogy. Say you're trying to build something, right? I do not build anything. I'm not very good with maintenance, but I do know the basics. So you're trying to build something and you have this nail that you need to place in wood, right? You're really trying to get this nail through the wood to build this big project, whatever it may be. But you're trying to get that nail in, but you don't have a hammer. Well, let me tell you, that nail is not going to just magically go into the wood itself. And you can try to put your hand on that nail and press it down to the wood. You can take your elbow and press down on that nail into the wood. You can kick it with your foot. You can ask your friend to help you. But I'm telling you, you need that hammer to help you get that nail through that wood efficiently and effectively. You need that hammer and the nail. You need both of them to be able to build your project. And I know this is kind of a dumb analogy, but it's one that I could just think of right off of my head. And it's so important, right? Because it's the same thing with your fitness goals. You need a strong body, but you also really need a strong mind. And a lot of people that I see have the physical piece down, but they're missing that mental component. So I want to give you my advice today on how you can actually better your mental health and be able to overcome that mental barrier that you may be having. Step number one is going to be you need to know your strengths and your weaknesses. So why does this matter when we talk about fitness goals? It's super important to reflect on your strengths and your weaknesses, because the more you know about yourself, the better you're going to be able to create, I would say, an effective plan for yourself and be able to follow through. So you want to basically play to your strengths and you want to do everything in your power to make up for your weaknesses, because we all have them. We have things that we're good at and we have things that we're not so good at. So you need to actually take some time to write down or to think about or to process, what am I good at and what am I not? So using the example that we have been going over, right? This common goal of losing weight and bettering your body composition by having greater muscle mass, right? So you know your strengths may be getting to the gym. You love to train, so it's easy to get there. But when it comes to nutrition, you struggle. So in this case, how can you optimize your strengths and how can you compensate for your weaknesses? Well, we'll talk about the strength one more time. You know that you enjoy your training, so you're going to work hard in the gym daily. You're going to show up even when you don't feel like it, because it's something that you enjoy and it's something that gives you those good endorphins and it's something that makes you feel better. But you struggle with that nutrition side of things. And I wanted to use this example because this is most people. Training to me is the easy part. Every part of being healthy is kind of challenging. It's something you really have to prioritize. But most people struggle with the nutrition side of things more than anything else. So if that's you and you struggle with your nutrition, well, first thing, it's a weakness of yours. You've established that. So what are you going to do? You're going to stop buying unhealthy foods because you don't have self-control in this area. So if you know that you're not disciplined enough to refrain from eating the unhealthy foods and the processed junk you have in your house, just don't even buy it, right? Because it's going to make you think about it less when you're not sitting there wishing that you could have it. You don't want to tempt yourself when it's just really unnecessary. Why have it like even in your location? Why have it in your visibility, right? I just don't understand that. And then, you know, again, you struggle with nutrition. So what are you going to do to really think about your weaknesses? This is something you struggle with. You're going to prepare your meals in advance, right? Because you know you have a busy schedule. And when you get back from work, you tend to go with the easiest option, the option that's so convenient. You know, you haven't had anything to eat for most of the day. So when you get home, you are starving and you want to grab and eat everything in your pantry. Well, it's going to be a lot easier for you not to do that if you already have healthy food choices cooked up, prepared, and ready to go. Step number two from a mental side of things is you need to build more self-discipline. Self-discipline is a word that I love to use. As you guys can see, it's a common thread on my podcast, on all of my content, because it's vital, right? When you're wanting to reach any specific goal, it comes down to being disciplined enough to put in the effort that it actually takes to reach this specific goal. And when we talk about fitness goals and discipline, it really comes down to, I would say, three main key points that I want to break down for you today. So I thought about it. What is it I do to be more disciplined? What is it that I try to share with others in my life to help them strengthen their self-discipline? Key point number one is making sacrifices. You have to learn how to make sacrifices if you want to reach any specific goal. So making a sacrifice specifically means giving up something that is important or valuable to you in order to obtain something else. So using this common goal, you may need to sacrifice eating specific foods that you really enjoy because you know that they don't benefit your body well. You love that pizza, but you know you don't need to have it, right? Or maybe it's a financial sacrifice. You found this really cool, this really dope cut up pair of jeans and you want to buy them, but you also know that gym membership ain't going to pay itself and that's going to be $100 next month that you need to pay. So are you going to get the jeans or are you going to keep your gym membership? For me, I'm sorry, but I'm not getting the jeans. I'm keeping my gym membership and I encourage you to do the same, right? So that's just an example, or it could be sacrificing your time. This is a big one too, because time to me is like the most valuable thing that we have. Like, what are you actually doing with your time is going to kind of tell you a lot about yourself and a lot about what's important to you in your life. So maybe, you know, you really enjoy going out with your friends or watching a specific show or playing a specific game. I don't know. It could be anything, but you also know, okay, I only have an hour in my day to either watch that show or to go to the gym. Well, you have to be disciplined enough to make the sacrifice to go to the gym instead. So it's making sure that you know how to, I guess, choose what's actually valuable to you. And again, your life is going to be a result of what's important to you. So if you want to know more about yourself and know more about your life, just think about where you're making sacrifices. Key point number two when it comes to achieving these successful fitness goals is you have to know how to set boundaries, right? So boundaries are rules that we set for ourselves in order to protect our peace and in order to accomplish the goals that we have set out for ourselves. Boundaries are something that I've been able to work on in the past, maybe like 3 to 5 years, but I really struggled with setting boundaries. I would say, growing up in like my early teenage years, because I was more of like a people pleaser. So I always wanted to make sure that everyone's taken care of and everyone was happy and everyone was getting done what they wanted to, and which is, you know, a good trait to have, but not when it's at my own expense. And same thing, if you know that's you, because a lot of people have these people pleasing tendencies and they say yes to everything, even when they don't want to, that is something that you really need to stop doing. And honestly, I can tell you again from personal experiences, you're never going to be happy and you're sure as hell not going to reach a specific goal when you're not able to set boundaries. And this is something that I've learned from my past experiences and been able to really overcome. So when we talk about fitness again, you may need to say no to the friend who's asking you out for drinks because you know that you don't need to be drinking tonight. You know what I mean? You need to be eating your chicken and rice, whatever it may be. Or you may need to say no to staying up late with your best friend because you know that you have an early training session with your trainer at 6 a.m. and you want to do your best. You want to crush your goals. You don't want to stay out late. You may need to tell that friend like, hey, let's reschedule. I love you, but I got to train at 6 a.m. You know what I mean? Set your boundaries. Or it may be you're out to dinner and you see that burger on the menu and it's got this big old bun. It's got that bacon on there. It's got that Swiss cheese. It's looking so good. But you know, you have to say no to that burger, but you're going to say yes to that salad instead on the menu because you've set this boundary for yourself to choose the healthier option. So life is all about setting boundaries again, especially when it comes to successfully reaching your 2025 goals. And then key point number three that I really want to share with you guys today is you need to cut out procrastination. Procrastination means to put off doing something intentionally. That's the big word I want you to remember. Put off doing something intentionally that you know you need to do, okay? It takes discipline to reach your fitness goals, and cutting out procrastination is an essential part of this. So back to our example one more time. It's been a stressful day at the office. You got a lot on your plate. So you get home and you're like, let me just wait like a couple minutes before I go to the gym. Maybe I'm going to take a nap, or I'm going to scroll on Instagram, or I'm going to call a friend, whatever it may be. And then it gets later and later and later, and you procrastinate the gym and you end up just not going, right? Happens to so many people. Or you may procrastinate cooking, okay? Because you just want to relax after a long day. You don't want to prepare your meals for the next day. You don't want to cook yourself the dinner that you're supposed to eat. You just want to order in pizza and just go for whatever you want to eat tomorrow that's convenient. Well, you are tired after this long day, but you procrastinate your cooking, right? You're like, oh, I'm just going to wait a few minutes. I'm going to come home again. I'm going to relax. I'm just going to cook later. And then what do you end up doing? You end up either not cooking, or staying up too late, or stressing yourself out over your food. You know, you need to do the things that you know you need to do first. Okay. This is something I'm big on. If anything, I'm like whatever the opposite of a procrastinator is. Like sometimes I'll prepare it too far in advance. I'm trying to get better with that because I think that can be very detrimental to your goals and your health as well. But you just need to do things on time. You know, get the things that are most important done first, the things that you know you need to do. And then once you have extra time, and hopefully you do if you don't procrastinate, then you can do the fun things or other things that you're looking forward to in the day. That's really how I go about my life. And I think it comes down to, again, stop in procrastination, and then also just managing your time well. And let me also say, you know, the days we get busy, right? Everyone's busy. We all got shit to do. And sometimes we do run out of time at the end of the day. And that's totally okay. You're not always going to get the most done every single day. And random things come up sometimes that you have to tend to. Life is super unexpected. So you kind of have to live in the moment. But I will say, that happens. But what's not okay is when you're procrastinating, you are purposely waiting to get the things you know you need to do done. You're intentionally, again, there's that word again, you're intentionally delaying the hard things that you need to do, which is not okay. So next time you have that tendency, you have that thought of procrastination, go ahead and tell yourself, no, 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 this is not going to help me achieve my goals. I'm not going to procrastinate. I'm going to do what I need to now and then move on to what I enjoy a little bit later. Step number three, this is the last one, and one that is a very important piece of achieving your goals in this new year. You need to, step number three, allow room for error and practice self-compassion and grace for yourself. So why is this important? This is important because we are all human. We're all going to fail sometimes. We are all going to make mistakes. We're all going to have errors. We're all going to have things come up. And progress is never linear. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's you take one step forward, but then the next day you take three steps back and you're like, man, how did that even happen? You know? So progress is not straight. We're climbing up the mountain the entire time until we get there. It's totally up and down. Believe me, I've been there, and I'm sure you have too. So when you're able to cultivate this self-compassion for yourself, and this isn't being lazy, this is actually having grace for yourself. And again, making sure that you are able to not beat yourself up when you mess up, or not be afraid to fail. You know, you need to ask yourself, what are you going to do when you miss a gym day or you fall off track with your meal plan? Are you just going to keep falling off track and just say, oh, whatever, I missed the gym today, it's okay? Or are you going to find a way to get back on track the next day or as soon as possible? Are you going to talk negatively to yourself? Man, I messed up. I had a cheat meal that I wasn't supposed to tonight, or I didn't make it to the gym today. You should have the discipline enough to acknowledge those things, but don't sit there and beat yourself up about it. You can say, hey, this was an issue. This is something I need to work on. But the best thing you can do for yourself is go ahead the next day, show up better and work on those things, right? And this is a big common issue that I see with a lot of my clients and a lot of people that I know that I really try to help out with is, you know, people mess up on their nutrition plan, or people mess up on their training program, and they just think, it's fine, I'll get back on it later. I had one extra cookie, so let me just go ahead and have the whole jar of cookies. Or I didn't make it to the gym today, so might as well not go tomorrow. I'll start back fresh in like a week from now. And then they never end up getting back on their plan, or they just delay their progress even longer. So it's a big issue in the fitness and health space. And you have to learn how to, I guess, balance the act of having grace for yourself, leaving room for error, right? Understanding that mess ups and failures are going to happen. But what are you going to do to hop back on track and to not beat yourself up and to make yourself better on the next try? So yeah, these are the, I guess, 6 tips that I have for you in making sure that you absolutely crush your fitness goals this 2025 year. I want to wish you guys such a happy new year, full of prosperity, full of blessings, full of the best mental and physical health possible. Remember the key points that we talked about today. If you want to crush this new year, you want to crush your fitness goals, this is what I'm doing and this is what you can do as well. First, physical side of things, set a big goal for yourself. Secondly, break that big goal down into smaller goals that are achievable and measurable. And then thirdly, create a game plan for yourself and start following through. And then the mindset part of things, again, another very important piece. Firstly, identify what your strengths and weaknesses are. Secondly, build self-discipline at all costs. It's so important. And then lastly, allow room for error. Build a relationship actually with yourself that is full of compassion and full of grace. And then I want to also just take a moment to say, if you are someone who is struggling with reaching your fitness goals, please know that I would be so happy to help you. I'll offer both in-person and online training and nutrition coaching. So be sure to reach out to me on Instagram. My Instagram is at yoitskenslow. That's at yoitskenslow. Or you can reach out to me through my business account on Instagram as well, which is Fitness for Fortitude. That's FITNESS, the number 4, and then just the word fortitude, FORTITUDE. That fortitude word is important. I got it tatted on my arm right here for those of you who are watching the YouTube content. But all this goes to say, important to build a strong body, important to build a strong mind. If you need help at all or guidance or need that support, I am so, so happy to help you truly. Before we end today's show, I want to make sure you know how to reach me if you are interested in one-on-one fitness and nutrition coaching. My coaching service is all about helping you achieve fortitude through good physical and mental health. This is not only about looking good, but also feeling good. My nutrition and training programs are completely custom to your goals and needs and designed to help you be a better partner, CEO, employee, athlete, or just person in general. To get started, please send me a DM at yoitskenslow, that's yoitskenslow, or shoot me an email at kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com, that's kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com, to find your fortitude through fitness and nutrition today. And then final message of today, before we end today's show, I always like to take a question from a listener. I usually receive these questions via DM, and today's question is it okay to perform an exercise slightly different from someone else? And I thought this question was really cool. In short, the answer is yes. It is totally okay. So reason being, everyone is going to have different body mechanics. Everybody is going to have different goals, different, I would say, physical limitations and so forth. Having exercise specificity that is actually custom to you is super important, because one exercise that I love and may work so well for my body doesn't mean it's necessarily going to work super well for my friend or for my client or for the next person. It doesn't necessarily matter. So I'll give you an example of a really common movement, which would be like a squat, right? We know it's super functional. Everyone knows what a squat is. For me, when I'm squatting, I tend to go with more of a wide stance and angle my toes outwards. Also, a lot of times I'll put my heels on like a little wedge, because it helps out with my ankle mobility and makes me be able to get a better squat depth. But I would not have every single person doing this super, super wide stance and elevating their heels. You may find that you need to do more of a close stance with your squat and not turn the toes out quite as much. Or you may find that you don't need that elevated wedge underneath your heels. Or, you know, it could be really multiple different things. But do not think that one exercise fits all, because it's just not true. So you want to know what you're doing. You want to prioritize your form, but your exercise technique can slightly change depending on what your goals are and how your body moves. So that is all I have for you guys today. I hope that you enjoyed it truly. And if you did, again, please be sure to support Curls and Courage by leaving a rating or leaving a review for my show on all major podcast platforms. And again, if you're watching the YouTube channel, do me a favor and click that subscribe button. It would mean so much to me. Share this episode with a friend, a loved one, or anyone who is interested in bettering their overall health and wellness this year. I wish you guys so much love. I wish you guys, again, the best physical and mental health possible. Let's crush these goals together. Let's build a community. Let's get this bread this year of 2025. And I will talk to you guys next Thursday. Thanks again for watching and listening. Talk to you next time. Bye.